It's time to open the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick. Welcome to the Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick. Every week we feature a mix of vinyl records, 78s, 45s, LPs, private press releases, cassette tapes, and homemade self-released music. Every broadcast of Radio Thrift Shop is an improvised or thematic playlist from my extensive music archive. Radio Thrift Shop is heard every Saturday evening at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, here on WSCS 90.9 in New London, and online at classicalwscs.org. On this broadcast of the Radio Thrift Shop, we're going to explore some cassette releases from the DJ Frederick archive, starting out with a cassette called Boxes, released in 1987 by Tom Burris on the Sound of Pig label. Great home taper, Tom Burris from his cassette boxes. We heard three tunes, The Third Road Through the Field, The Daisy Jane, and Count to Blue. Well, this is the cassette edition of the Radio Thrift Shop, digging into the DJ Frederick cassette archives. And I've just got a few thousand of them here in the archive. By the way, Tom Burris is still around. I don't know if he's still recording, but he is on Facebook, so give him a wave and say hi. More homegrown radio coming right up after Science and the Sea. Do try this at home. I'm not a professional, and neither should you be. You should do it for the love of radio.
Exploring Science and the Sea. When Robert Weiland was 14 years old, he and his mother traveled from their home in Michigan to Laguna Beach, California. From the water, Weiland saw another mom and child taking a trip, a gray whale and her calf, headed toward Mexico. That inspired a lifelong interest in whales and a decades-long public art project, the Weiland Whaling Walls. Weiland moved to Laguna Beach a few years later. There, he painted a mural on the side of a hotel, Gray Whale and Calf. It was dedicated in 1981. The artist decided to do 99 more murals to raise awareness of marine life and the environment. Many of them show gray whales, but others feature different species of whales, plus dolphins, coral reefs, and other marine life. Many of them were created in coastal cities, but others were painted in Arizona, Utah, and other places that are far from any ocean. The canvases were the walls of apartment buildings, power plants, schools, and airports. The biggest encircled Long Beach Arena, 1,280 feet long and 105 feet high. And the final wall was created in Beijing for the 2008 Olympics. About a third of the murals are gone or blocked from view, but some have been restored or repainted. In 2019, for example, Weiland restored murals in Detroit and Seattle. And he repainted the original mural in Laguna Beach, 5 decades after his encounter with a gray whale and her calf. Science in the Sea is available as a weekly podcast at scienceinthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
You're listening to Homemade Homegrown Radio. This is DJ Frederick with the Radio Thrift Shop. the band Hoops from their cassette Hoops EP, tune called Give It Time. Before that, Gilroy Mir from his cassette Adelstrop, which was released on Clay Pipe Music. We heard the tune The Age of the Train. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop, and this is the cassette edition. Just playing some music from some of the favorite cassettes in my collection.
Is Bird Note. Remember when you were a young Saturday morning bird watcher, learning the intricate lessons of predator-prey relationships and familiarizing yourself with the sounds of highly urban birds? Let's return today to the alarm call of a small, animated yellow bird native to Southern California, Tuitiavus superciliosus. Popular for a wide, melodious vocal array, its delicate song is not easily forgotten.
I'm a tweet little bird in a deodorant page. Tweet is my name, but I don't know my age. I don't have to worry, and that is that. I'm safe in here from that old putty cat.
But this bright and noisy bird is particularly susceptible to predation, and so has developed a complex series of alarm calls. Listen as the bird reacts to the approach of its chief predator, the cat.
I thought I saw a putty cat. I did saw a putty cat.
Well, Southern succotash, a tasty little morsel.
The bird, now suspicious, increases the intensity of its call.
Oh, I'm scared!
The cat quickly makes its move.
Aha! Now I gotcha!
As the bird issues its most desperate alarm call.
Help! Help! Somebody save me! Help!
And yet, against all odds, Twitiavus eludes its predators to sing its song another day.
Singing in the bathtub, happy once again. Watching all my troubles go swinging down the drain. Singing in the bathtub.
You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick. It's like having a radio time machine back to, say, 1973. To a backwater NPR station at 3 a.m. on a Saturday morning when no one was listening except you and the crickets.
Thank you.
back in 2019, not that long ago, released on This and That Tapes, band called Mother Night, and the tune, Beautiful Day. Well, I hope it's a beautiful day wherever you're listening, or a beautiful evening. I'm DJ Frederick, and this is the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm going to dig into an absolutely wonderful cassette now, by Jim Griffin from Ireland. It's a very expansive and creative work. It's called To a Far City. Let's hear the track Ocean Mind.
Thank you. Thank you.
Tim Griffin, an amazing, amazing piece of work. The cassette is called To a Far City, and that piece was An Ocean Mind. I'd like to dig into a cassette now called This Reminds Me, Songs by Linda Smith Reimagined. One of my favorite all-time home tapers, Linda Smith. Great music, great singer-songwriter, incredible visionary. And this is some of her music interpreted by some of her friends and peers. Let's start with Rose Melberg and All That I Can Give.
Thank you.
tracks from the cassette This Reminds Me, songs by Linda Smith Reimagined. That was Peter Kirsch with But Is She Happy? And before that, Rose Melberg and All That I Can Give. Well, that's all that I have for this edition of the Radio Thrift Shop. Thank you for coming along on this cassette journey. I'll be back next week with, I don't know what. But until then, wherever you are on the planet, take good care of yourself. Take good care of your community. Take good care of those you love. And fight for free radio and free speech. Now is the time.